Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Heart can't be measured. A round can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. And always, we're in another full swing heading into the 2019 draft. And I know that sounds like a strange thing to say, being at this point of the year, we still got a month to go before we celebrate the end of 2018. But with that said, we have a fantastic guest, All-PSAC Western standout defensive back. I believe 21 career interceptions. It's Zaril Hendricks from Edinburgh. Zaril, appreciate you stopping by the program. How's the weekend treating you?
Great. I mean, thank you for having me on. But weekend's going great for me right now.
Excellent stuff, man. And you have had a fabulous career. Obviously, you're an INT machine. Pop Warner, Pee, were you that kid playing defensive pack? And were you kind of scoring, you know, touchdowns and interceptions for, you know, by the handfuls growing up?
Honestly, growing up, I hated playing defense. I was a safety. Yeah, I played safety in Pop Warner and Pee Wee. Then I got to high school and I moved to cornerback. But I honestly hated playing defense. I was more of a receiver growing up. So, it's a little different playing DP, but I like it.
When did you find? I mean, are you over playing DB or do you still want to play receiver? I should ask.
Oh no, I love DB now. I love playing corner. My receiver days are over.
Cool. I guess when did you finally get over the mindset that, you know what, I'm excelling? I'm sure when you excel at something that helps you appreciate what you're doing, but you know, what point in high school did you start to believe that, you know what, defensive back is my best role and I'm pretty good at it?
Probably like halfway through my senior year. We had a few injuries my senior year where I had to step up more on defense, so probably halfway through is where I started to excel and kind of realized that I could do something special with it.
Definitely, and you've done definitely a ton of special teams. I mean, a ton of accolades at Edinburgh and obviously all the awards that have gone with being one of the top prospects in that conference. And the PSAC, you know, I think, Alha Shabazz from Westchester, Rontez Miles, a safety from the Jets who played at Cal PA. Mm-hmm. There's a litany of standout defensive guys that have come through the PSAC, both offensively and defensively. And I was excited to get you on because I think you kind of fit right in that mold as a small school kid with big-time talent and a lot to learn about you. You start at 2-team, you arrive at college, you start, you know, some games right off the cuff. How easy was the transition? At least you made it look easy, Zaril. I mean, you know, I think there had to be some challenges along the way, but, you know, coming out of high school, you jumped right into a big-time program, and you kind of had your feet settled in pretty quick. How was that?
I mean, it wasn't that easy, but, I mean, just kind of just studying, like, learning the game so I could play faster and make it look easy, like you said. But it definitely was a transition, but, like I said, studying and basically getting on the game better is kind of how I got acclimated to it faster.
Definitely. Awesome stuff. Once again, Zaril Hendrick, the Edinburgh standout defensive back, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, always know it's free and available at iTunes and Block Talk Radio. And then we'll be featuring this draft bio page. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop, that it'll be your one-stop and shop about Zaril, everything you're going to need to know about this young man as we move forward. So I'm curious. So 2016 rolls around. You start out, you really kind of really – now you're in the mix. You're a starting defensive back for the team. You get those five interceptions, and that's kind of become – I think your hallmark of your game is you know, teams, if they elect to throw to you, they're going to, you know, the ball's going to be taken away by you. I mean, how did you discover that knack, and how much is just based on maybe, you know, game film study and you just maybe just baiting the quarterback into, or is it a mix thing that you kind of put in your basket to pull off these interceptions?
I mean, it's kind of a mix of everything. I mean, I really focused on my individual matchup with receivers and quarterbacks and what their tendencies were. But, I mean, on the interception side, I just kind of put that back to my background of growing up in high school and peewees playing receiver for my ball skills. So, I mean, it's kind of a mixture of, film study and just game study, and then just having just being blessed with the gift of having good ball skills.
Nice. How much do you love it? I guess, how much do you love when quarterbacks do go after you a little bit, and how bored do you get when they kind of avoid you?
I mean, I love it. I always like to get challenged, and I'm a competitor, so being matched up with the team's best receivers week in and week out is what I love. But like you said, definitely is boring whenever they stop throwing to me, but I just kind of can't be too stuck in trying to get interceptions. I got to be the complete player and be able to make a tackle, just come up and check the running back or do whatever the team needs me to do.
Definitely. And for you, I see so many variables on the internet, and we have you on the show. I mean, what is your height and weight right now?
Right now I'm 6 foot, about 188.
I mean, that's legit size. I mean, I think that's the interesting part is a lot of times guys from a smaller school might not have, you know, the actual, you know, height, foot, weight that teams desire. But, I mean, for you, I mean, 6 foot and you're long. I mean, you got those long arms, long legs. I think you transition. I think your hips transition pretty well. I'm sure you could talk a little bit more about that. Because we pass this off to all the teams that we know. Some guys listen in on their own. But, I mean, in your own words, Aril, I mean, you know, what are teams going to love about you? I mean, you know, this is going to be part of the process moving forward with pro days and all-star games and all the things that come with being in your position. But, I mean, if they broke down the tape, what are they going to love about you right off the riff?
I say my motor and probably my work ethic. I just don't ever stop. And then when it comes to skill-wise for the football, I'd say my speed definitely is one of them. So, yeah.
All right. Anything go unnoticed? I ask this question because sometimes there's things that tape can't pick up. Maybe you're a team captain. We talked about your film junkiness. Maybe you're a weight room warrior. What are some of the things, the aspects that you bring to the position, maybe on and off the field that teams, you know, would like and that would be a big plus for you?
I mean, like you said, like a team captain, I was actually elected captain last year by my teammates, and I was the captain for this whole year. I mean, I just love being the leader. I just take pride in it. So where if I'm working hard, I want the next dude to work just as hard as me. So we can be the best team we could be and compete every week. Like you said, the PSAC's not a walk through the park division. So we got to work hard to compete and with the Slippery Rocks and the Cows and the IUPs.
Nice. And for you, I mean, November 10th, your last game, senior day against Kootsman, or Kootstown, I should say. I mean, what was that like? How emotional?
Very emotional. I mean, it's my last time being able to play in Sox Harrison, and I wouldn't want any other conditions other than snowfall where you can't see 10 feet in front of you. And then just having the record-breaking interception in that game as well, just kind of put the cherry on top to basically set my career off.
Definitely, you've had a fantastic career, man. Awesome stuff. And I'm, again, excited to get you on. I know a lot of people were excited when I promoted that you were coming on the show. A lot of people want to know a little bit more about you. Once again, the Edinburgh standout defensive back, all PSAC defensive backs, Aril Hendrick, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we break things down. Do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, the coaches, teammates, family, friends said, hey, you know, we were watching Monday Night Football. We saw so-and-so. You kind of remind us of him?
Yeah, I actually beat Brandon Anderson. We call him BA. He loves to call me Champ Bailey all the time. I mean, I never really thought about the comparison until he said it. But he says I've had like a young Champ Bailey.
And you're, I mean, he was all PSAC as well. I mean, what's it like just, you know, how much are you going to just miss lining up back him? I'm sure you guys had a camaraderie, a little bit of that, you know, teammate magic where you don't have to say anything. You just know what the other one's going to do. How much are you going to miss that?
I'm going to miss it like crazy. I mean, we both came in together in 2015. I played as a true freshman. He got redshirted, but ever since we came in on campus together, we've always been close. We've always been like basically brothers. So I'm definitely going to miss playing alongside him. But I know in the future our paths are going to cross again, and hopefully play together again.
Yeah, and we're going to keep him. We're going to keep Brandon's name in the mix here because maybe next year at this time we'll be talking to him. So during the end of the show, we'll bring his name up. You'll find out why. But then again, a year from now, he might be able to get your back, Zirill. So keep that in mind as well. For you, I mean, how do you plan on tackling these next few months? I mean, I'm sure the making it in the NFL is on your heart, and that's what you want to pursue next. But, I mean, have you gotten any invites to any All-Star games? Are you looking at any of that stuff? And, do you plan on training anywhere? I mean, kind of how you, I guess, tackle the next chapter.
Yeah, I mean, next chapter is I train at home over the winter, so I can do that. But then my next thing is when I'm at school for the spring semester, I got to find somewhere to train up in Erie or anywhere close to Edinburgh. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, playing in the NFL is always my dream, so I just got to train, get my body to the best point where it could be so I can excel at pro days or invites. And I actually have been invited to a few bowl games. I'm not sure which one I want to go to yet, but there's definitely a few on the table I'm looking at.
Definitely. And those, I mean, those are priceless commodities. I mean, to have an opportunity to perform in front of scouts. I mean, those are the guys that want to see you up close. And I mean, that is a chance that, these teams want to see a little bit more. So definitely make the most of the opportunities. And I tell all the guys just to come on the show, cause I've been part of these, I've helped run All-Star games. I've been in these hotels. Make sure you shake hands with every team you can see. Trust me, you can't be annoying enough. They want to know more about you. You'd be surprised how many scouts sit down in the lobby hoping that they can maybe talk to a kid or two because you guys are tired. I understand it. But you go to practice, you go back up in your room, you maybe want to rest for the rest of the day. But you could be downstairs maybe, making some eye contact, shaking hands, getting some cell numbers of guys that potentially could employ you. But with that said, I mean, sometimes this is hit or miss, but I mean, you are in the backyard of the Steelers and the Buffalo Bills. I mean, have they popped on campus or any other NFL teams that you've heard about maybe taking notice of you?
The Steelers and Bills, no, they haven't popped on campus. We actually had the Broncos and the Jaguars and during camp this year, so I believe I'm on their radar, but no, we haven't had any of the teams in our backyard come in yet.
Well, they got the film. That's all they need, and then they go from there. Zirill, before we wrap things up, and you've been fantastic, we always like to throw a few lighthearted questions your way. We call it three and out. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
Now, I told you about – I mentioned B.A. earlier in the show, your teammate Brandon Anderson, also an all-PSAC standout. What is the one thing, if he comes on the program a year from now, what's something we're going to be able to tease him about? Well, I mean, what's some of those quirky habits he may have that – Yeah.
He's goofy, so if he does come on, ask him about his dancing, because he swears that he can dance. He dances in the locker room all the time, but just tease him about that, because he can't dance. He can't dance to save his life.
I'm writing it down right now. Dancing, B.A., can't save his life. How about this one? Your head coach, Coach Bradford, I mean, would anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Bradford, and would they do it in front of him?
Oh, yeah. Actually, my roommate, Trey Staunch, our right tackle, number 69, he does the greatest Coach Bradford impression. It's actually hilarious.
Has he ever done it in front of Coach?
No, I don't think in front of Coach, but around our team and everything, it's actually hilarious. Whenever we travel, we all get together and he does it.
That's excellent. And then the final question, man, before we let you go today, and again, we do appreciate you stopping by. Female celebrities, we've been asking this question for over a decade to all the guys that come on, and then we tally up the names right before the draft. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick...
Skylar Diggins. Definitely Skylar Diggins.
Nice.
I've had a huge crush on her ever since she's been at Notre Dame. I've always followed her WNBA career, but if I could definitely take her out on a date or something, it'll definitely be Skylar Diggins.
I love it, man. Hey, best of luck to you moving forward. Glad we got to bring you on the show. I look forward to talking to you in the future. But, hey, man, enjoy this holiday season, and best of luck. We always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, Edinburgh standout defensive back, Zuriel Hendrick. And this kid is the real deal. And he confirmed that height, that 6'1", 188 body, long, limp, moves very well, has the speed to catch up. And like I said, this kid's going to be a small school D2 prospect that's going to be on the radar for a lot of teams, and excited to get him on. He's going to be a name that you real draft junkies are going to kind of get familiar with. He's going to be a guy, once he arrives in camp and gets his feet wet, you're going to be familiar with what he does. Appreciate him coming on. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.